Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Jeff, first of all, this morning, Sophie, your idea is so good, okay? So good. That I don't think it'll ever be allowed to work, let alone will it work. but let's hear it anyway. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Very well. This is brilliant, which is why I think it'll never be allowed to work. But drive on anyway.
So, PJ, just in listening to all of the news recently around the cost of living and the pressures that all the parents are under, and you hear all of these articles, and I was just sitting down in the evening and getting quite sad about the thing, because basically it felt like a lot of the cost of living situations are out of our control, which is a situation I never like to be in and I never like other parents to be in. So basically the focus is around the cost of school uniforms.
Right.
So I saw a couple of articles where there's a couple of schools in Munster that are deciding in their wisdom to bring out a new school uniform this September, which is going to cost an additional 70 or 100 euro, and I said this is beyond ridiculous. So the idea is, this is something that we can impact, and it's something that we can do in Cork, and it's something that we as a community in Cork can get together to do. If all of the primary and secondary schools in Cork said, okay, we're in a cost of living crisis, in September we are going to not force crested uniforms on parents and on students, and we're all going to go with neutral tracksuits and nice and easy stuff that kids like to wear, everyone wearing grey and navy, no competition between who's got the most beautiful tracksuit, everyone going grey and navy basically in September. The boards of management can make that decision. It would stop the additional costs on parents, and because there would be a great influx potentially of volume of buying of grey and navy tracksuits in Dunn's and Penny's and those type of shops.
Yeah.
My idea was that it would be a Cork specific campaign where they would step up, the Dunn's and the Penny's and the other shops where we get our kind of standard tracksuits, and give an additional discounts to parents because they're getting an additional volume of sales, and say this is a Cork-a-boo, whatever you want to call it, school wear campaign, an additional 10% off the already reasonably priced tracksuits for the parents. And we do this as a Cork community. And the only pushback I could think of in thinking through this was with the boards of management, who would say this is breaking the rules in the schools and all the usual stuff. And my question to the board of management would be, surely we are trying to teach our children that in times of when they have budgetary constraints in their lives, they look at everything that they are spending and they say, what's the sensible thing to spend money on and what's the not sensible thing to spend money on? And crested uniforms comes into the not sensible thing to spend money on in a cost of living crisis. So it's a very good learning for students to say, help your parents, this is what we're trying to do, and we're in this together as a community. And I just think it's very important to get people back on feeling they have some kind of control in their lives. You know, we're being hit by bills that we can't control around utility and electricity and everything else. This is something we can control. We don't have to take. We need to be sensible. And I think if Cork did it as a kind of a campaign as such within the county, then maybe the rest of the nation would look at it and say, down in Cork, look what they're doing, and get this school uniform cost off the table for parents in September.
Sophie,
so that's basically the idea.
I was in Tesco last evening, wandering around doing a few bits, and knowing that I'd be talking to you this morning, I was looking at all of the little generic shirts and pants and tracksuits up. I thought this is genius, absolute genius. Yeah. But they're never going to let it work, and I can't find a single argument against it. Not in my entire searching my brain. I can't find a single argument against it, which is exactly why it won't happen. Because I think, no, I'm serious, and I'm not messing with you. Yeah. I think schools, and because I know, and I said this last week, I think I'll be here in September listening to the usual baloney coming in about such and such a kid sent home because they had the wrong black shoes or they had the wrong jumper because their mommy wasn't able to afford a new one. We're going to have that every September. This would solve an awful lot of those problems. Have you tried to approach the Department of Education about it? Because if the Department of Education turned to the schools and said, that's a great idea, you need to go and do it, that'd be a start.
Absolutely. So there's two things there, PJ, to look at. First of all, the other lesson that that schools are meant to be teaching our kids is, you know, just equality and everybody at an equal level. And, you know, as you said, there are some kids that won't have the money going back to school, won't have the best of everything. And what that's doing is that's causing discrimination among the kids straight away. Whereas if everybody's on, you know, grey tracksuit and navy tracksuit, that takes that off the table. In terms of making this happen, and I'm not sure, and I was thinking through kind of where the decision making lies, is it the Department of Education or is it the Board of Management in each individual school? But what I can do absolutely is contact the Department of Education. But I have a feeling it's going to be more of a Board of Management decision in each individual school. And it would be interesting, and this is why I'm contacting you, to call out to any members of Boards of Management in any schools across Cork, just on the idea in terms of their feedback. Because even if you could get some of the main schools grabbing onto the idea, and that's the idea behind a campaign and making it fun and making it something we're doing as Cork together, that nearly you'd be unpopular as a school not to do it. Do you know what I mean?
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful. And I've been thinking for years as well, Sophie, long time before we were in this kind of an economic setup, that if enough parents of small children in particular just went into Dunn's and Tesco's or Aldi or Lidl and bought the generic uniforms as close as they can to the school colours and just sent their kids in and said, to hell with it, this is what my children can afford. They can't send them all home.
Absolutely. Well, that's the point. And the other thing is, it's the comfort level. Like, I have a 9-year-old and he has a lovely uniform, but he's a 9-year-old wearing a shirt buttoned up to the neck, which he hates, a tie,
tracksuits,
you know, an acrylic warm jumper and whatever. And he's like, can I just wear tracksuits? I mean, that's what kids want to do because they're comfortable and everything else. So I just wanted to throw the idea out there. I am going to follow up with the Department of Education and see what kind of feedback I can get, but specifically to the Boards of Management, instead of calling them all individually, because I know we have a lot of Cork schools, if we could just put the call out to the Boards of Management to get their feedback. And if any other parents wanted to raise it with their schools, that'd be great. But most importantly, Daz 96FM, if you guys kind of made it more of a fun campaign, Cork thing together type of scenario, we might get a better push.
You know,
and
what?
Because I think for every kid that you could save 50 or 100 euro for every child going back to school, do you know what? It would help a lot for parents, you know?
I think, as I said, I think, Sophie, this is genius. And certainly you have my endorsement. And I will shout about it from every opportunity that I have. Because I think it makes absolute 100% sense. And maybe we'll get to talk again.
Absolutely. I will try and do my best as well, PJ. And if I make any progress, I'll get back to you. Is that fair?
Absolutely, Sophie. Thank you so much. Good speaking with you and good luck. So there's her idea that every board of management in every school in Cork, primary and secondary, approves non-crested uniforms. And none of this stuff that's got three different forms of the school colours stitched into the neck of the jumper. Forget that nonsense for just 1 year. If the school jumper is blue or navy, then a generic navy jumper should do. For primary schools, just a tracksuit in the school colours. If the school colour is green, then a green tracksuit should do. Any of the non-labelled generic uniforms, tracksuits, pants, jumpers, T-shirts that are being sold in all the discount stores. And do it for Cork and do it for Cork kids. I think this is a fabulous idea. A fabulous, fabulous idea. Whether it's an individual school board that has to decide it, whether it's the Department of Education that has to decide it, Let's see if we can't do it. This is the 5th of July. Most of the schools will be starting to go back. The primaries are going back in the first week in September. Secondaries will start going back in the last week in August.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.